Welcome to the Smart Weight Loss Coaching Podcast. I'm Dr. Lisa Olson, a board-certified weight loss medicine specialist and certified life coach. In this podcast, I'll share fresh insights and effective techniques for incorporating mindset, habit change, and proven science into your life. Are you ready to achieve sustainable weight loss, wellness, and longevity? Then let's jump in and lose weight the smart way. Welcome back. Today, I thought I would talk a little bit about different experiences that people have shared with me this week as things that are blocking their success with weight loss. Let's start with a client that I'll call Christina. Christina had been losing weight for the past year and doing really well. She went from being over 200 pounds to being well under 200 pounds. And I don't want to give her exact weight, and I don't want to give too much power to the scale, but let's just say everything was going swimmingly. And this was with a combination of interventions. Yes, she was on weight loss medication. Also, she was working on dramatically changing the quality of her food. She was eating much healthier foods and fewer ultra-processed foods. And she was moving more. She was sleeping better. She was getting out and getting fresh air. She was managing her stress, excited about a new job. All around, things have been going great for her. I haven't seen Christina for a few months. So this week when I saw her, she was a little discouraged. She had been finding it more difficult the past few weeks to manage her hunger, and she noticed her weight was starting to creep up lately. So I asked her, well, what do you think? And really, let me just pause here and say, everyone I work with is smart. And if you're listening to the Smart Weight Loss Coaching Podcast, you are too. So it's not like people don't know what the things are that they should do. I'm putting should in air quotes because it's not very nice to beat ourselves up over what we should be doing. But most women say this to me at some point in our time of working together. They know what would help them to lose weight, and they find themselves off track from what they'd like to be doing, or as they will put it, what they should be doing. So I asked Christina, what do you think you might do differently to get your weight back on track and get back to losing instead of letting your weight inch up? Why did I ask her when I'm the expert with over a decade of experience helping people with weight loss? And I just figured out almost 30 years since I graduated from medical school. So really much longer than that, helping people with their weight, but only a decade, a little over a decade since I was board certified in weight loss medicine, obesity medicine. I trust that people know what their sticking points are. And sure enough, Christina shared, I know I should be making my own lunch. Why is that? I'm asking her. Well, with her new job, she's on the road all day, going to clients that are somewhat local, but in a larger metropolitan area. So she's driving all day. She's not walking much. She's not moving much. But also, when it comes to lunchtime, she'll see the fast food signs, and it's like an old cue in the back of her brain. You know, this is a trigger for her, this cue of seeing the fast food signs. So she sees it, and she drives through. So I asked her, what's blocking you from making your lunch in the morning? And she shared, I don't know what's blocking me. I make my daughter lunch for school. I could make my own at the same time. And to me, it was just like fireworks going off in my brain, like, oh my goodness, you're right there. You're so close. You're making lunch for your daughter every day. But this is really typical, right? I see this with women all the time. I mean, it can be with men too, but more often women are helping the kids get ready for school or feeding dinner to the family. And what happens is they are taking care of everyone else's needs but their own. And please, gentlemen, if you are the one feeding your kids lunch, making their lunch, packing up for school, or you're making dinner for your family, please forgive me that I'm generalizing, but I work with women, and the women I work with are really almost universally in charge of this in their own households. So kudos to any of you gentlemen who are jumping in and doing that. That's really fantastic. But using Christina as our example, it's a very female thing. She's doing all of this nurturing and taking care of her daughter and making her a nice meal. And she mentioned there are always at least a couple of fruits and vegetables in there. So these are healthy lunches. So why wasn't she making it for herself? She said, too busy in the morning. You know, I barely get her lunch made and I need to grab my stuff and run out the door so I'm not late for work. So let's just pause there and analyze what's going on with Christina. What do you think? Do you think it's a fact that she's too busy to make her own lunch? Is that an undisputable fact? I don't think so. I think that's a thought she's telling herself. I'm too busy to make my own lunch. And yet, she makes her daughter lunch, and at lunchtime, she hops in line in a busy drive-thru, which I'm going to hypothesize kills about as much time as it would take her to make lunch if she wasn't making lunch for her daughter. But since she's already making lunch for her daughter and all of the food is out anyway, I bet that's faster to make lunch at home than to go in line at a drive-thru and wait and drive-thru, place your order, pay for your lunch, pick up your food, and then eat it in your car, which I would argue is kind of a soul-crushing place to eat your lunch. Sometimes we have to do that. That happens to me sometimes too. But listen, friends, smarties, let's not eat lunch in our car if we can help it. Let's not drive through a fast food restaurant and then eat that in the car any time of day because it's a little bit of a downer, right? It is soul-crushing. All right, so Christina says she's too busy, and I want to challenge that thought. Why? Because I think that thought is what's blocking her. How does that happen? Well, when she says, I'm too busy, when she says it to herself, I'm too busy to make my own lunch. I planned to today, I wanted to, kind of, and now that it's time to do it, I just feel too busy. She is creating the feeling of being frazzled. That thought, I'm too busy, is creating the feeling of being frazzled, right? And when you feel frazzled, what are you likely to do? Well, I would argue not make a beautiful, abundant, healthy lunch with two servings of fruits and vegetables like she does for her daughter. When you're feeling frazzled, I think most of us resort to something quick, convenient, hyper-palatable, some delicious ultra-processed kind of food that isn't serving us for weight loss. So when she feels frazzled, she runs out the door without making her own lunch. At lunchtime, she goes through the drive-thru. She eats something off-plan in this rather soul-crushing environment of her car. And the result of this is that her weight is inching up. But it is not the fact that she has to get out the door by a certain time that's making her feel too frazzled. It's the thought she's choosing. I'm just too busy, right? She's creating that feeling. She has the option to curate an intentional thought here, right? So let's just play with that for a moment. What kind of thoughts could Christina curate for herself? Well, maybe she could curate a thought as basic as, you know what? I already have all the food out for my daughter anyway. It will only take an extra minute or two to throw together a lunch for myself, right? Or maybe she's kind of waiting to feel inspired or motivated to make her own lunch. Come on, friends, just stop that. None of us ever really get hit with a tsunami of inspiration over making our own lunch, you know, during a busy morning when we're trying to get out the door. So maybe she can just tease herself a little lovingly, like, okay, okay, I know I'm not going to be hit with a wave of inspiration. Let me just do it anyway. You know, I am kind of a fan of that Nike slogan, just do it. Sometimes that really helps me with coaching, and it might help you too. So maybe Christina can say, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Or maybe she wants to rationalize a thought a little bit for herself, like, I don't know if really rationalize is the right word, more like get deep into the facts of whether or not it actually takes longer to go through the drive-thru or to throw together her own lunch. I will give her the fact that the very first day she makes her own lunch, it might take an equal amount of time to going through the drive-thru, ordering your food, paying for your food, picking up your food. Sure, maybe the first time because you have to find your old lunchbox and find a cooling pack in your freezer and maybe pull out extra Tupperware containers that you didn't have readily available. But I would argue after a week of doing that, it's going to be faster to make your own lunch than to drive through and pick it up. So Christina could choose a thought. I believe it will be faster for me to throw my lunch together at home in the morning than it would be to go through the drive-thru. So let's go. Come on, Christina, you've got this. Okay, what other thoughts could she curate? Yeah, she could say something like this to herself. I both want to drive through and get some yummy, delicious food on a busy, hectic day, and I don't want to. And that's okay. That's completely normal. I don't want to because I want to live healthier longer. I want to manage my weight, and I don't want to drive through because I know that works against me. But I acknowledge that there is some comfort and convenience and familiarity to the drive through. It's okay. I'm creating a new system for myself. I'm choosing it. Both options are available to me, and I'm choosing the option of making my own lunch, and I like my choice. I like my reasons. And when she chooses a thought like that, maybe she feels, if not quite inspired or motivated, at least she feels confident that she's making a smart choice for herself. Or maybe she feels peaceful about it. The conflict falls away because as she weighs the two options that are both available to her, the drive-thru or the lunchbox, she feels pretty peaceful about her choice. And it is a good choice. So when she feels peaceful, what she's more likely to do is to go ahead and pack her lunch and bring it. And the more days in a row Christina brings her lunch, the easier it gets because she'll start to form a new neural pathway. This starts to become a habitual part of her morning, a morning ritual, right? We all have rituals throughout our day because our brain doesn't want to work so hard to figure out every morning, like, okay, what do I have to do? I have to wake up. I have to turn off my alarm clock. I have to get up. I have to go to the bathroom. I have to brush my teeth and change out of my pajamas and put on my work clothes and brush my hair, blah, 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 blah. We don't need to reinvent the wheel every morning trying to figure out our morning ritual checklist. No, you just repeat it enough times and the brain goes on autopilot, right? So Christina was on autopilot, not bringing her lunch. But already after a week and certainly 2 and 3 and 4 weeks after bringing her lunch every day, she's starting to form this new neural pathway where this is becoming a bigger part of her morning ritual than running out the door feeling frazzled, telling herself she doesn't have enough time, she'll just drive through. That's the old system. The new system gets reinforced every day. And every time she eats her own lunch, Christina would be wise to just pat herself on the back, metaphorically, and just say something like, hey, I'm so proud of myself that I made my own lunch. Again, look at me. I'm doing it. This will pay off over time. Behaviors that get rewarded get repeated. You've heard me say that before. So when you make a healthy decision, when you do something to calm down your frazzle and get back on track, you need to just pause and acknowledge that you're doing something great for your body, something great for your health, something great for your mental health even, right? So I think that's probably enough for today. I have so many wonderful things that people share with me like this that are just so relatable. I hope you could relate to that one. And I'd like you to ask, what is your MBA? Ask yourself, what's my MBA today? My next best action. I hope your next best action will be to look at your day and say, hey, where is one place where I could make a change that would make my daily routine a little more healthy, a little more supportive of my weight loss? Because it turns out that you are all a bunch of smarties, and I know you can figure it out. Then you just need to practice the positive thoughts that will drive feelings of peacefulness, confidence, motivation, power, enthusiasm, whatever it is. You get to choose your feelings by choosing thoughts about what a great job you're doing with your health and your weight. You've got this. Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like more support during your smart weight loss journey, check out our group coaching program at smartweightlosscoaching.com. Until next time, stay well and stay smart.